Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Ahmadinejad to southern Lebanon. The Iranian president is going to Lebanon. He's going next month. But is he really going to southern Lebanon? That'll be the part of southern Lebanon which borders Israel, and more specifically to the towns of Bint Jabil and Ma'arun al-Ras, scenes of some of the fiercest fighting between Israeli forces and Hezbollah in 2006. If reports in the Al-Khalij newspaper, published in the UAE, are true, after Mahmoud Ahmadinejad holds talks in Beirut with Lebanon's politicians, he'll head south and deliver a speech in a football stadium, unveil an Iranian centre, and tour areas which were damaged in the war and which have now been rebuilt. The last time I was there in 2007, everywhere was the image of the Emir of Qatar, gazing down from giant billboards amid messages of thanks from the Lebanese people for his generosity in helping to rebuild what was destroyed. The Emir paid a visit this summer, and thousands turned out to cheer him. Well, where Qatar can go, Iran can go, and Hezbollah will ensure it's not thousands which turn out, but tens of thousands. Some of the roads Ahmadinejad would travel along border Israel, and he would be able to see the red roofs of the Israeli villages. And from Manara Hill, in Israel's north, people would be able to look down upon the man who frequently leads the Iranian masses in chants of death to Israel. As to whether he ever called for Israel to be wiped from the face of the map, well, that's a linguistic moot point. I also think it's a semantic distraction. The president either did or didn't say that in 2005. His speech was released by the official Fars news agency and included the phrase in English. A few days later, after negative headlines around the world, the agency released a different phrase. It said it was a better translation. This was, "This occupation regime over Jerusalem must vanish from the pages of time." Various other translations followed, and ever since there's been a debate about what he meant, based on the idea that if he did say wipe Israel from the face of the map, then he was encouraging genocide. The BBC's monitoring service, staffed by fluent Farsi speakers, first translated the phrase, and they stand by their version, which is wipe from the map. Anyway, the reason I think this is a distracting semantic debate is because even if you allow the questionable retraction by the Iranians, the president still spends hours of his valuable time bellowing death to Israel, denying the Holocaust and talking about Israel burning in fire, which isn't very nice. But back to Lebanon. Hezbollah, partially controlled by Iran, and the recent recipient of a huge, quote, donation, quote, from Iran, would ensure a massive, indeed ecstatic, welcome for the president. A welcome so enthusiastic, it would send shockwaves through the Lebanese political system and beyond. Well, given that Israel is a democracy, you can't rule out anti-Ahmadinejad demonstrations on that side of the border. The authorities there would probably prefer these not to take place, given the tension and the flashpoints the day would engender. At the moment, the only source for the South Lebanon visit is an unnamed Iranian quoted in Al-Khalij. The visit to Beirut is fact. The detail provided in Al-Khalij's report suggests the move south is a real possibility. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.